The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is
what
it that
dope?
We do?
We give the people what they want.
We will be previewing Jalen's Wolverines big game on Sunday, and we will also be joined by Maria Taylor. But we start with 16 trades went down in the NBA yesterday, and the only way to get to all of them is to keep it moving. If you want to discuss the trade, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Jalen, the Heat have upgraded. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
The Heat acquired Victor Oladipo, sending Olynyk and others away. Jalen, what do you think this means in terms of their contention in the Eastern Conference?
I know substantial moves get made in the league after trade deadline. When I make matter-of-fact statements. And the dance I was doing was Young Jock. Meet me in the trap. It's going down. It's going down. Hey, here's what I want to tell you, Jacoby. Kevin Durant hasn't played basketball in a long time.
Been a long time.
Giannis has looked terrific for the Bucks. The Celtics still trying to figure it out on the interior. And the Sixers didn't go get Kyle Lowry. What yesterday told me is that the Miami Heat are my favorite to not win the East.
Whoa! 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 The Miami Heat are your favorite to win the Eastern Conference above the Nets, above the Bucks, above the Sixers.
Yes, sir. And here's why. They didn't have to give up Tyler Hero, who was terrific in last night's game, or Duncan Robinson, who we know is one of the best catch-and-shoot players in the league. They're getting healthy. You see how they played with Jimmy and Bam. They added Ariza for defense and tenacity. And then you add Victor Oladipo in the final year of his contract? You don't think he gonna be motivated to ball on a playoff team and be the difference against those squads we just talked about after the work he put in the Eastern Conference as a member of the Pacers? If I see KD back playing like Iceberg Swim and shooting trades from the suburbs, talk to me then.
But all right, you're gonna change your mind. You're going to change your mind.
Right now,
I guarantee you're going to walk this one back.
Miami Vice, baby. Miami Vice.
And another thing to keep an eye on is LaMarcus Aldridge has been rumored as someone who would potentially also join Victor Oladipo in joining the Miami Heat. We'll keep an eye on that. And Jalen, team in the Western Conference also tried to leapfrog themselves into contention yesterday. Of course, I'm talking about the Nuggets. Not only did they get JaVale McGee, they also got Aaron Gordon from the Magic. What impact will this have on the Western Conference standings?
The Hood tried to protect rap music. Even EPMD had a song called Keep the Crossover. Then it went mainstream, and of course everybody made more money, but then the art form got away from us. You know how much I love the Joker. And I'm just gonna tell everybody, don't come jumping on the bandwagon now, because this edition is now gonna put him in legit position. You ready for this? To win MVP this year.
Oh!
That's right, I said it. KD's been injured. Steph's injured. LeBron's now injured. Embiid's now injured. James Harden played his first 9 or so games in Houston. He's a legit part of the conversation. Dame Dollar is legitimate in this part of the conversation. Giannis is legit. However, if the Joker is throwing lobs to Aaron Gordon and JaVale McGee, I'm trying to tell you, ain't the Joker the only guy in the league to lead his team in basically every statistical category? I'm trying to tell you, when we look up at the end of the year, it's gonna be a two-player race. The Joker and the Greek Freak for MVP.
So you think that the addition of Aaron Gordon and JaVale McGee really make him the front runner for the MVP? Do you say that because it will impact where they are in the standings? Because I think the MVP is going to come down to, because there's so many candidates, which team is highest in their conference. Do you think that Gordon has that kind of impact for this Nuggets team?
I'm about to do the Aaron Gordon revelation, and most people who don't get a chance to watch other than the four or five teams to get played on national TV and the other five or six players to get talked about on national media. Aaron Gordon is really good at basketball. He can defend multiple positions. He has an underrated handle. He's an improved three-point shooter, and he's a fantastic, wonderful, amazing athlete. And when you're going to introduce your offense via your center, that means that the paint is going to be open for cutters, for slashers. That's what he does. JaVale McGee, where he's going to be? Dunk spot, catching lobs, blocking shots, getting them out in transition. This is more assists. This improves Denver in the win column. Now the Nuggets have a legit chance to see one of their players win MVP this year.
Well, I think it's safe to say that the Orlando Magic do not have a player that's going to win MVP this year. They basically traded everybody. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
And didn't they start the season like 6-0 and 6-1 or something like that?
Yeah.
Keep it moving, man.
We'll keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
The Lakers made news yesterday for their inactivity. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
The Lakers did not acquire nor trade anybody yesterday. What do you think that means in terms of them in the buyout market?
Lakers healthy? I told you. I didn't think nobody could even take them six games. Maybe once. Like last year in the finals. They went six games once. I'm going to tell you a secret. I've been looking at the Lakers' schedule. And without LeBron James and potentially playing part of it without Anthony Davis, you know what's about to happen to the Lakers? They're about to slide in the Western Conference standings. And you know the lower you get, the tougher the road uphill is. And yes, again, they got LeBron. They got AD. And I'm not picking a team to beat them in the seven-game series. But I will say this. If the Lakers fall to the sixth or seventh seed, I'm taking the field. Something I wouldn't have done if those two guys hadn't got injured and they not made a move at the trade deadline.
Interesting. As you saw, they have one of the most difficult remaining schedules in the NBA, which means they could, as you suggested, slide in the standings. And we could have a Clippers-Lakers first-round series if they slide the way that you think they might. Moving on, the Raptors did something interesting. They kept Kyle Lowry. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I'm not surprised that the Raptors kept Kyle Lowry. And a lot of people are going to blame Toronto, but it's up to the Sixers to get it done. It's up to somebody else to come grab Andre Drummond from the Cavs. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. You mentioned the Sixers. They did not get Kyle Lowry. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Did the Sixers, by not getting Kyle Lowry, just cost themselves a chance to win the Eastern Conference?
It was great to see Danny Green the way he was shooting the basketball last night. That was a revelation. You add George Hill. Now, both of those guys are career guys, especially the last few seasons, 40% three-point shooting, and they both play D. So I'm not necessarily mad as everybody else about them not getting Kyle Lowry, but what I will say is the people that they have to go against at that position, the two guys that I mentioned, don't get offense off the dribble, which means Kyrie and James Harden, resting on D. Means Drew Holiday and Middleton, resting on D. It means Jaylen Brown and Tatum, resting on D. It means Jimmy Butler getting his chance to rest on D. So based on that, this is why I felt Kyle Lowry would have made them like pole position, neck and neck, flip a coin, three-card Monty with three teams. For me, it would have been the Nets, the Heat, and the Sixers. But without adding him, I put them just a notch below. But this is why you sign Daryl Morey. This is why you bring in Doc Rivers to try to make the over-the-top move. Let's see if the former Spurs, Green and Hill, can help the former Spur, Doc Rivers, get it done.
I was shocked that they did not acquire Kyle Lowry. I thought that he was a perfect fit for them, and I feel like this is a failure that did cost him a chance to win the Eastern Conference because they did not add Kyle Lowry that they needed. LaMarcus Aldridge has been bought out. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You mentioned it earlier. He's likely to end up with the Miami Heat. They continue to be my favorite. Eric Spoelstra is my fantasy coach. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Chicago Bulls have upgraded. They want to make the playoffs. They added Vucevic and Daniel Theis. What do you think about this Chicago team?
This is the breakthrough for one of my guys, Zach LaVine. I've been telling you this since he was out of college, Jacoby, is that the man is so extremely talented that if he's in the right situation at the right time, he could be an all-star. And oh, wait, that happened this year. He was an all-star. And you know what the talk had been the last couple of years? Why the Bulls are gonna move him for X player. And then all of a sudden, for the media and for fans, you guys only think that there are like five or six good basketball players or five or six successful people of all time that have like so many championship rings. Zach LaVine is an anchor player. And I'm happy that the Chicago Bulls have now invested in him, invested in Big Vucevic. And now you can bring the big fella on and talk about more Star Wars, right?
Yes, Vucevic is a noted Star Wars fanatic, and Jalen Rose has never seen Star Wars. Which brings us to soft move or boss move. Evan Fournier was one of the Magic players. They're no longer on the Magic. He joined the Celtics. And after the trade, this is the tweet that he put out on the internet, and I fell for it. He said, "Hi, Celtics fans. If you're not familiar with me, please Google my last name. You're welcome." So I Googled it. And what comes up? Something called Fournier gangrene. Fournier gangrene is an acute necrotic infection of the scrotum, penis, or perineum. It is characterized by scrotum pain and redness. Jalen Rose. Making everybody tweet Fournier gangrene and Google it. Soft move or boss move?
I think that's a boss move, but those side effects you just told me, thank you, is all I have to say. Thank you.
All I have to say is I made the mistake of Googling this and I saw a picture. And Fournier on your team. You do not want Fournier on your
Thank you.
Let's go to break before we get fired. Joining us soon is Maria Taylor from NBA Countdown and ESPN. And we'll be discussing the NBA trade deadline and, of course, the women's tournament. Big game between UConn and Iowa. Maria Taylor joins us on Jalen and Jacoby right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Tonight on ESPN, 7 o'clock's NBA Countdown, and then at 7:30, it is the Celtics taking on the Bucks. And then in the nightcap at 10 p.m. on ESPN, it is the Hawks taking on the Warriors. We are now coming to you live from Pier 17 in New York City in the Seaport District and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, who joins us right now?
Atlanta's finest UGA representer. How about the only person in this industry that has an MVP vote for the NBA and a Heisman vote? My sister, Maria Taylor, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, big bro. Jalen, it's good to see you. Jacoby, always great to see you. No one gives me a better intro than Jalen, like hands down every time. You win. Well. You win.
We are huge fans of yours, and we are honored to have you on this program. And we start with the big action yesterday in the NBA. Which team do you think had the biggest come up in trade deadline day?
Okay, so first I have to start with someone that you guys probably aren't even thinking about, but because I'm from Atlanta, we're going to start in Atlanta, and Lou Will coming back to the Hawks. It's going to be good to see him again, like, obviously, and the Hawks got Lou Will plus a couple of picks, so that's kind of like icing on the cake, but he's instant offense. We know he can get to the free throw line. The Hawks won 8 straight when Nate McMillan took over, so they're just trying to get back in that playoff race. I think Lou will be a good add for them. But I think overall, when you look at all 16 of the trades that went down in the last second on Thursday, it's the Denver Nuggets. they win. Mm. They get Aaron Gordon, and we know that they want to be in the West contention. They made it to the Western Conference Finals, and they needed somebody that can guard the big wings that we're going to see a Kawhi and a Paul George. Maybe he's not a lockdown defender, but he certainly is a quality defender. So I think that'll be huge for the Nuggets. And Jamal Murray gets better as every single day goes on. The Joker's great. So I think it's a good addition for them. Huge winners in the trade deadline.
Maria, you're going to be busy this weekend. Sweet 16, the women's game.
Let's go.
Iowa versus UConn. Two young stars in that game, Caitlin Clark and Paige Buckets. Tell the world why this is must-see TV.
Oh, let me get you together right quick, because I've been in the women's basketball studio for like a solid 24 hours over the last week, going the first two rounds. Paige Buckets has done literally everything. She's rewriting the history books for a freshman at Connecticut. She's going to be the first freshman to average close to 20 points, almost 7 assists on the season. And that's Huskies history. So that's talking about the Maya Moores and the Sue Birds. Insert every great, you know, UConn Husky that's ever played. The leader of the team, it all goes through her. She's hit game winners against South Carolina, who's a one seed, and has dropped 30. She's had three straight 30-point games so far this season. And then you add in Caitlin Clark, and I don't think enough people know about her because she leads the nation in scoring, and she is a freshman. And these two play together on the world stage in the U19 FIBA Championships, and now for the first time they play against each other. And it's not a lot of times when, like, basketball gods line up to give you something like this, but it's like, we're going to see this matchup over and over and over again. It's just the first year, and I think we're going to have a great game. ABC 1 Eastern on Saturday.
I am so hyped for this matchup on ABC. However, there were some negative news about this tournament. Of course, I'm talking about the weight room fiasco, which we all know about. What was your reaction when you saw the footage and the comparison between the men's and women's weight rooms in the tournament?
You know, it's so funny, Jacoby, because for us, it was like, yeah, duh, they don't care about the women's game as much as they care about the men's game. Like, so thankful that finally the world saw it on that stage. But it's never been an expectation that the women be treated exactly as the men. It's that someone is actually being fair, that they would think that these are actual athletes that might want to lift weights. And I think it was disrespectful to not have a weight room, even in a part of the thought process for all the 64 teams that were going to show up. They did say that they were going to show up at the Sweet 16 with the weight room, but it's not fair to the young ladies who worked super hard to get there for the championship. They deserve a championship experience. And I'm glad that the attention was brought to this, but honestly, this is something we've been battling from day one. We're thankful that the women's game is on national networks from top to bottom, from the beginning of the tournament to the end, and that's a step forward. But you got to keep constantly chipping away at this patriarchal society that's going to constantly put the women's game beneath the men at all costs. So you guys keep working to turn that around. Keep talking about the women's game. Y'all keep watching the women's game, and it'll make a difference.
Absolutely. And the field position, you talked about the women basically taking in society. Seems like the same conversation black and colored people have had in America. And your hoodie that you're rocking is super dope. But you've also been a terrific advocate for using your voice for racial injustice and for social change. Why is it important for people like you and me, as well as athletes, when they have the opportunity to use their platform to do so?
Because of the women on the front of this shirt. Because of the women who came before us. And then, look, putting black women front and center, that's what it says on the bottom of the sweatshirt. It's a major key, but really, Jalen, it's because we are our ancestors' legacy and we are their wildest dreams at the same time. And so you have to continue to push forward and constantly break down the issues, the social inequalities, the social injustices that we see. And unfortunately, for black people, the biggest platform most of us could possibly have is our athletes. They're constantly on display because of their talents and what they're able to do on a court. And so the fact that they're all finding their voice at the same time, we're starting to hear and break down some of the issues to the most minute detail, thanks to people like LeBron James or Natasha McLeod. Like, it matters. It's so good to see that people taking up their voices and using them for change.
Well, we appreciate everything that you've done on camera and off camera to help us. And we appreciate you joining us on the show. And as always, we have exclusive content with Maria Taylor on our podcast. So make sure you listen to that. We'll be back with more on Jalen and Jacoby right after this.
Thanks, gang.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the tournament resumes this weekend and on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern. It is the Seminoles taking on the Wolverines. What do you see happening in this matchup in the Sweet 16?
Here's what I see happening. Our senior captain, Brooks, is going to get us off to a good start just like he did in the previous game, making shots from the perimeter, in particular threes. Our point guard, Smith, is going to get us into our offense versus that Florida State pressure. Our interior guy, Dickinson, is going to actually be a force this game. In the previous game, they did a terrific job of double teaming him, triple teaming him, and suffocating the paint. I think this is where he goes off the Michigan Wolverines. And I might be in the stands.
Oh.
Find a way to get it done on Sunday.
You're going to travel to be in the stands to support Juwan and the Wolverines. That would guarantee a victory. We'll discuss it on Monday when we're back at 2 p.m. on ESPN.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. And Maria, I know you listen to the podcast three times every day, but here's how it works. You work at ESPN. The executives have ESPN on in their office, so we can't talk about real talk things on the TV show. So we save it for the podcast exclusive. You and I have something in common. We both host television shows with Jalen Rose, okay? And I've always said that I'm kind of like the side piece. See this dude right now? He got a hat on. He got a t-shirt on. Like just a little side piece. He don't care about me.
He don't call or text. Right.
Yeah, he don't get a haircut for me or anything. But on Countdown, he tries. He joins the preparation meeting. He's got a researcher. Yeah. He puts on a suit. So, like, how does it feel to actually be respected by your co-host, Jalen Rose? Because I don't understand it.
NBA Countdown is Jalen Rose's dime piece. And, like, we take that seriously, okay? We take it actually personally. So when Jalen shows up in his Gucci suit, okay, from head to toe, we know what time it is from the time we get, like, the warm-up shot that we're on notice. We have to put together a great show. So Jalen sets the tone, and we're just here to follow. Yes. And I'm sorry. You are the side piece. This is all true, Jacoby.
I'm very much the side piece. I know where I'm at.
And by the way, we have a show tonight. Right after this, I'm going to get the vaccine. I'm going to get a haircut. And I'm going to put on my suit for Countdown tonight. For sure.
7 Eastern, ESPN. We'll see you there.
No doubt. And Marie, I couldn't wait to ask you this one. So Lou Will gets traded back to Atlanta. Rondo gets traded to the Clippers. I've been to Magic City. I've been to Strokers. I've been to Onyx. I've been to every strip club in Atlanta at least 10 times.
As you should.
Have you ever had the wings at Magic City?
Absolutely, of course. If you go to Magic City, that's the first thing that you do. Your lemon pepper wings, they will be wet, as they should be. Don't ever eat a dry lemon pepper wing. It's not appropriate. You send them back immediately. And the first stop you should make is probably Magic City if you're coming to Atlanta once you get your vaccine. Okay, obviously.
Yes.
Obviously, you're going to wear your mask. Obviously, you're not going to bring COVID to us. But Magic City will bless you with the wings. They'll bless you with some excellent dancing and entertainment. I love Magic City. Don't get
Absolutely.
Twisted.
Absolutely. That's the kind of charity that makes it to the hood. Those are essential workers that need our support.
Now, Maria, I spend most of my time disrespecting Jalen Rose. However, sometimes I have to compliment him. And we also have in common working with him. And he does so much behind the scenes. Let's just celebrate the kindness of this man. He's constantly buying food for the staff. He's constantly buying food for even people that don't even work on the show that we're on. So just celebrate him. Because we don't celebrate him enough here. What kind of teammate is Jalen Rose to work with?
Let me tell you what kind of teammate Jalen Rose is. He shows up when we're doing like all-nighters, all days, NBA bubble talk, playoff talk with lobster tails and jumbo shrimp and steak that he cooked on his own grill at his own house. We're talking about a millionaire. This dude has been in the league for years. Like, he has seen and done any and everything. And for him to take time out to be like, yo, sis, I got something for you, though. Like, I saw that you were eating the meals that they bring in, those little bowls of rice, and I don't want you to eat that anymore. So he started bringing surf and turf. That's what kind of teammate he is. He takes care of all of us. You're right. He'll feed anyone. We got Chinese on deck for days whenever Jalen's there because he wants us to eat good, feel good, and just checking in. Like, you can't have a better teammate than Jalen Rose. Give him his flowers now.
I love and appreciate
now.
You, Maria. But I have to say, these are set-up questions by David Jacoby. Because just so you know, I have never in life brought this man no ribs or lobster tail. Like, just look at his wheel spinning.
Side piece.
Jacoby, he's never given you flowers on air or been like, he's just so blessed to be around you. Or That's not my experience. That's not my personal experience.
Yeah. Telling you.
Oh, and Maria, please. Just so you know, the first time Jacoby and I met each other, at Strokers.
True story.
Jacoby, would you like to fill in with the details?
The wings were great. Well, I was just there for the wings. Wings were great. Oof, that was an experience. So, I would like you to talk to us about your all SEC volleyball career at Georgia. Because Jalen's daughters play volleyball. He's a volleyball dad. So talk to us about the volleyball culture and your athletic career at Georgia.
It's funny because the volleyball team was playing right now. So I was like watching their match as I was doing the show because volleyball season switched. But honestly, everything about Georgia set me up for where I am today. And it's not necessarily just my volleyball team, but I had a black athletic director in Damon Evans. I had a black senior women's administrator in Carla Williams, who's now the AD at UVA. There's only one black woman in the Power Five that's an AD. That was my senior women's administrator. And they kind of just like lifted me up, like, you will be successful. They gave me a job after I graduated. And all of it was because, obviously, it started out as being an athlete, but because I was surrounded by such great people. That's why you can't go anywhere without me telling you that I went to Georgia or like celebrating anytime I see an Anthony Edwards or somebody that went to Georgia, because I feel like I'm not where I am today if not for that institution and the people that were there. So, and obviously I banged on everybody on the volleyball court, but I didn't want to get you caught up in that. Like, obviously I wanted to tell the bigger picture about the culture of Georgia.
Go Dogs all day.
Hey, Maria,
I got a couple. I know what I want to ask you. So the Miami Heat added Victor Oladipo. Mm-hmm. The Nets this year have KD, Harden, and Kyrie. We know the Bucks have Giannis. The Sixers have Embiid and Simmons. Who do you have winning the Eastern Conference?
Definitely the Brooklyn Nets. Like, I'm not... I understand that James Harden can, like, put the team on his back. I mean, he's played without KD. He's played without Kyrie. And the team still looks great. Like, honestly, there's a little more depth there than I thought there was going to be this season. Nicholas Claxton, shout out, go Dogs again.
Yes,
and, like,
indeed.
The way that some of the bench players are stepping up and being able to not just be role players, but be players that they need out on the court when a Kyrie's not in. I think that they're getting that really good experience. So when KD comes back, I mean, I don't really see another Eastern team that's going to be able to stop them. I'm probably rolling with the Nets. They're probably the big trade deadline winners because no one got traded. Kyle Lowry didn't end up with Philly. So the Nets are big winners out of the trade deadline.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm worried about Kevin Durant. I expected to see Kevin Durant playing basketball like a month ago, and we have not. I'm very concerned about his health because I think that without him, it's going to be hard for them to come out of the East. Now, before we let you go, I heard a rumor that Ric Flair gave you a WWE belt. Please tell us how that happened.
He did. Not a rumor. It's the truth. Actually, you wouldn't even believe the story. We were in Athens, obviously, at Georgia for College Game Day. It's me, Ric Flair, Quavo, like three players from Georgia, and we're just like trying to get footballs thrown into a trash can, and Ric Flair was there, and he ends up being like, man, like, I love you guys. I love you. I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'm going to come to the show and I'm going to have something for you. And he showed up with a signed championship WWE belt, like, from Ric Flair. And he came and did our Twitter show in the morning. So, yeah, it all stems from a party with Quavo and Ric Flair at Georgia. Ended up in a championship belt. And now I usually have it behind me when I'm in Atlanta. I put it on my bookshelf so you can see it when I do talkbacks.
Since you brought up Quavo, our producer want me to ask you about SWV Battle, but I know you don't know those artists, so I ain't gonna even ask
I do.
You
I'm weak.
Oh, you do?
You're too young.
I'm weak. Would think that I wouldn't know SWV and Escape. First of all, I watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I know who Candy Burst is. And I know every word to Weak by SWV. Now, I don't know what other songs might come on, right?
That's a classic.
But I got you. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching.
Well, big shout out to you for taking the time to join us and just to join us on our humble little program because you host all the big ones. You're going to be on ABC and you're on Countdown. And thank you for taking the time to join us on our humble little program, Jalen and Jacoby. And I also want to give a big shout out to Bolo from Atlanta Housewives. Viewers know exactly what I'm talking about.
Bolo!
Big shout out to Bolo.
Yeah, as Jalen Fulton's that up.
Yeah, that was a wild episode. That was all during, my wife was watching during the All-Star game. I should have stopped watching the All-Star game. I was like, wait, what happened now? People that watch Housewives know exactly what I'm talking about.
Don't say Bolo again.
Thank you for taking the time. You can always catch Maria on NBA Countdown and, of course, hosting the women's tournament this week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, Maria. See you tonight.
Bye. Appreciate y'all.
I want to thank Maria Taylor for joining us on the podcast exclusive and on the television program. Jalen, a lot went down in the NBA yesterday. But there's one thing that happened that you predicted was going to happen, as you so often do, especially when it comes to NBA basketball player movement. This really went unnoticed, but a gentleman by the name of Myers Leonard was waived by the Thunder. Will we ever see him play an NBA basketball game again?
I don't believe he plays in the league again. What ends up happening is a lot of times for a professional athlete, it's not what you do, it's when you do it, at what point of your career. And is it worth teams taking a chance on you and losing versus your ability to help them win? And if you're Colin Kaepernick and you decide to take a knee in a peaceful protest because of police brutality, he didn't play in the league again because of two reasons. One, quarterback is the elevated position in football, which usually is the extension of the coach, extension of the organization. And then the other thing is he wasn't seen as a top 10 quarterback. Because if Deshaun Watson would have took a knee, he'll still be in the league. After these allegations of Deshaun Watson, he'll still be in the league. And so for Myers Leonard, what he said, and to be honest with you, the vitriol in which what he said sounded to me like that's how he often talks. It just so happened that he was being recorded on social media. And so based on all of those dynamics, I think you've seen his last basket in the NBA.
You brought up Deshaun Watson, and it's obviously a difficult subject to discuss, but we don't shy away from difficult things to discuss here in this podcast. And it's one allegation, second allegation, another suit, and another suit. And we're now over a dozen young women accusing him of sexual misconduct. You are innocent until proven guilty. However, based on the volume of women that have come forward, some of the evidence that's been presented, do you feel that right now the NFL should take some sort of action to suspend him or investigate and potentially discipline him before this goes to trial?
Investigate, yes. Discipline, no. Because a lawsuit is just that. Hearsay until one of the people are proven guilty. And as a father, I'm as aware and as I take it as personal as anyone when I hear topics like this, because I know that somebody could whistle the wrong way at my daughter and make me want to strangle them. So, like, I understand this as well as anyone. Okay. So I want to make sure that I'm giving all I want to make sure I give each victim their opportunity to express themselves, to be heard, and to get justice if what they're saying is true. But I must also say this. The more cases I hear about, it makes me believe that he's going to be vindicated versus not being vindicated.
Why is that?
That's truly what I believe.
Why is that?
Because it seems like, so a pattern works always, right? You could say he has a pattern of serial behavior. Look at all of the people that have come forward, and you can compare a lot of their stories. And if you do so, the stories may sound true. And there's another part of people, and I'm not in this group, that say, you know, if that incident took place, why didn't the person who were unhappy with him acknowledge it then? I'm not even saying what I'm saying for those reasons. I'm saying what I'm saying for those reasons is I've learned not to judge public figures by only knowing them professionally. And so I ain't gonna act like me and Deshaun Watson are homies that, you know, turn up every chance we get like me and Jacoby do. But the pattern that I see here, Jacoby, as now I think we're at like 13, 14, 15.
14 about, yeah.
Different people who have come with lawsuits. A couple of things stood out to me. A few of those people aren't massage therapists. So why does that stand out to me? Because that means whatever relationship they engaged in probably was explained or acknowledged before it was entered, because that ain't what they do for a living. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between somebody that's showing up to give you a massage and they have a table and they don't.
Yes. Well, I'll say this is, we've been doing this show for 10 years. And I remember the Jussie Smollett case happened. And I was like, oh, he's the victim of a hate crime. Like, he's clearly the victim of a hate crime. And then when more and more details came out, you realize that that wasn't really the case. So that was a good lesson for me to not to rush to judgment, especially when I'm speaking into microphones. But I think that the trade request that he put in, the idea that maybe he wouldn't even play for the Texans this year, the idea that he was in trade packages and maybe even would have been traded, and that there are all these women coming forward, just make it a very, very, very difficult time for Deshaun and the Texans right now.
And again, like, I want to make sure I encourage all victims of any type of abuse to do what you can to get support, to get help, and to let your voice heard, and to bring justice to any individuals, whether they're in your family or not, that have caused you that harm or that pain. This is a tricky case, like you said, multiple cases, and it's hard to comment because if you weren't in the room, all of these circumstances become he say, she say.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in those circumstances, you can only go by the character of the people that you learn about. But what I will say that was pointed out is you brought up his situation with the Texans. The attorney that represents all of these individuals lives in the same neighborhood as the Texans owner.
We always say we get the people that they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. If you leave us a voicemail and you give Reggie a shout out, we'll hear your voice on the show. Just like this.
What's up, JALEN Jacoby? Shout out to Reggie the Ledge. I got a question for both of you. I've been going through a hard time with my girlfriend, and we finally broke up yesterday, which obviously, you know, there's no right timing for a breakup, and it hurts regardless. But since I know that Jalen, for example, is going through some grief at the moment and some hard times the last couple of months, what is the best way to kind of get my head back straight? Like, what can you recommend for me to do now that she's out of my house and, you know, not really a part anymore of my daily life? Obviously cleaning the house and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, what advice can you give me? Appreciate you guys and give the people what they want. Peace.
Jalen, my man sounds down. He sounded down. I feel for him. Jalen, what advice do you have for this man?
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Call 985-80-JALEN. We'll put it on the show just like this. A couple of things. I feel saddened for you because I could hear the pain in your voice. So I want to make sure that I acknowledge that first and foremost. I don't dismiss other people's hurt, because each of us can get punched in the jaw by the same person, and it might kill one person, and it may have the other person just more ready to fight. And so I feel for you. But I heard you say something at the end that's really important. Out of your house. What that means to me is you need some me time. You need some host the homeboys at the house time. Tell you them. Need to host some of the pictures that you liking on IG at the crib time. That's what you need. Some me time. Fill your fridge up. Get your favorite beverages. Lots of sports this weekend. NCAA men and women's. Games wall to wall, NBA basketball. I would say have fun with your newfound single life and don't rush quickly into another serious relationship. That's what I would say. And lastly, if it was your fault, don't beat yourself up too much about it. And here's why. You never truly know what she was doing either. I'm just saying. Your thoughts, David Jacoby?
I think that's some great advice. It's any sort of loss is going to be difficult, especially when you have that close relationship and your partnership, and you're, you know, it's like your number one confidant, and it's hard. And every time you break up, you're always thinking it's going to be the same. Like, oh, don't worry, this doesn't mean we're not going to still go to movies and we're not going to go out to dinner and, you know, we're just going to not be together romantically, but we're still going to be friends. All that's a lie. All that's a lie. She's out your life. It's never that way. I remember this girl broke up with me once. We were still talking about, well, we're still going to have dinners and we're still going to, you know, do this and that. No, that's not how that goes. She's gone, gone, no. gone. But I think you definitely don't rush into another relationship, but there's nothing wrong with rebound action. Get on Tinder. Get on the apps immediately. Get yourself a rebound. Quick. That's my advice. Just find somebody else. That person that you've been flirting with that you never considered because you were in a relationship, explore that. Get that Billy Joel. Tell her about it.
Two words for him, Jacoby, and you're exactly right. In my Biz Markie voice, go shopping.
Go shopping.
Shopping.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Go shopping. You're free. This is a celebration. It's great having a partner, but it's also great trying to find a partner. That's my advice. We got time for one more voicemail.
You behave like Jacoby would behave if him and his lovely wife knew that they had three fly nannies to take care of the kids for 30 straight days.
Oh, we got no nanny, Jay. We got no nanny. We got no nanny right now. Nanny left us. I got no nanny. Every day is just a struggle. Every day is a struggle. Every day. If you're a nanny, hit me up. I got a job for you. For real. I'm about to hire whoever. Whoever.
The hardest positions to fill in people's personal lives.
That's what I'm saying.
Nanny.
To hire a family member.
Nanny and assistant.
Mm-hmm.
extremely Jaylen, hard positions to fill.
You're gonna make me cry. You're gonna make me cry, man. We just can't find somebody that fits. And Harker, they're in your house all the time. They're in your house all the time. So it's gotta be a perfect match. Man, first world problems, I know. Moving on, we have time for one more voicemail. We want to hear from you. 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail and we'll put on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? Red to Ledge, the whole crew, what's up, y'all? Hey, fellas, this is Ed from the Pacific Northwest, home of the Seattle Supersonics. Here's my deal. So my lady is having a wine tasting at the crib at home. And so should I stay and be a part of the wine tasting, or should I go? Because it's going to be at least 12 ladies here drinking wine, getting drunk, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, man, it would be cool to hang out. But then again, I think I should bounce. Fellas, what would you do? Would you stay or go? Holla.
I got the perfect answer for this one. Perfect answer for this one. So my wife, pre-COVID, hosted a baby shower at our house. It was like 45 women. Just the vibes, the estrogen vibes were just on a million because there's pregnancies and everyone's in a dress and dressed up. Here's what you do. You show your face. You establish yourself as a host there. You show your face. You try to help out. You get everybody their first drink. So you kind of just get it going and then you bounce. They don't want you there because they can't have the same conversations with you there in the room as they can have without you. So number one, you can't just not be there because everyone's going to ask, where's Ed, right? So you have to show your face, make sure that you've said hello to everybody, welcomed everybody, and got it going. But then about an hour into it, when everyone's already there, you've shown your face, you've shaked all the hands, you've established yourself, that is when you bounce. That is what I did at the baby shower, and it worked out great. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
My thoughts? Hey, Ed. Follow Jacoby's verbiage to a T. And I'm gonna help you out on what you should do when you leave. When you leave, that's your chance. Hit up your Twin Peaks. Hit up your Hooters. Go to a strip club. Watch the games. Enjoy your afternoon also. You can still be around 10 women. They're just not your wife's friends.
I feel like your answer for everything is go to a strip club. It's like, oh, you got a breakup? Go to a strip club. Oh, your wife's having a wine tasting? Go to a strip club.
Not
it just,
true.
Like, it just seems to be like, not like that's true. Just like your duct tape to fix
not
everything
true.
With.
Not true. I have never given this advice to anyone, including the last caller. We just had a caller to say he broke up with his girlfriend and I didn't give him that advice. But yeah, this is specific. Like, this is like you're doing somebody's finance. I'm tailoring this strictly to the story I just heard. And what this sounds like is you can set the table. You can let everybody in. You can make sure everybody good. Make sure her friends hear you ask her like 5 times, do she need anything? You yep. good? You good? You good? And then they be like, oh, he's so dope. I wish my man, my husband, my boyfriend, my whoever was like him. And then you text your guy. Whoever that is, your ride or die, your brother, your homie, the guy you went to school with, the guy you work with, you text that guy. And you know what y'all start? Day drinking. That's what y'all start. That's what y'all start. Watch sports and day drinking. If you can't make it to the strip club, at least make it to your favorite happy hour spot that you can day drink and enjoy yourself. That's your get out of jail free day.
Big shout to Ed. Let us know how it goes, Ed. Call 985-80-JALEN. Tell us how it went. But make sure you show your face and get everybody their first drink because you're a host there too. You don't want everyone asking about you. Where's Ed? Where's Ed? Where's Ed?
No.
We will be back with a full week of shows on Monday. No days off next week. Full week of shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.